yesterday we started this sugya of stopping a meal in order to do mitzvahs. So the way we lined it up, just to quickly review what we did yesterday, is that there are three gemaras. There's a gemara in Pesachim, a gemara in Sukkah, and a gemara in Shabbos. The gemara in Pesachim is about when Shabbos comes and you're in the middle of eating a meal. So what did the gemara say? That according to Rabbi Yossi, don't worry, you don't have to stop your meal for the mitzvah of Kiddush, even though the mitzvah of Kiddush is a mitzvah da'oraisa, you do not have to stop your meal for the mitzvah of Kiddush, just keep on going, keep on eating, it's totally fine. And we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, even though we paskin paris mapo mekadesh, that we do sort of stop and say Kiddush, but remember we saw that Rashbam that says that when Shmuel says paris mapo mekadesh, what he really means is that meikar adin, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that you can continue your meal and keep on eating. But matov manoim, it's a good thing to be machmir for a good measure. You might as well be machmir and be poris mapa u mekadesh. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, I want to get into the sugya of poris mapa, which means the idea of covering challahs, why we cover challahs, and what needs to be covered, and when things need to be covered. Bez Hashem, I want to get to that tomorrow. But today, again, let's just analyze this idea of stopping a meal in the middle in order to do a mitzvah. So the Gemara in Pesachim, I'm going to write this down as I go so I don't get confused. The Gemara in Pesachim very clearly says don't stop for Kiddush, right? That we don't stop for Kiddush. The Gemara in Sukkah, when all the dust settled at the end of the sugya, knew what was the case in Sukkah. You were in the middle of a meal, and what do you realize? What was the case in Sukkah? You didn't take lulav. So what did the Gemara say? Well, that you do stop for lulav, right? We do stop for lulav. Right, and it might even be lulav derabanan, right, on Yom Tov Sheni, where lulav is derabanan, because after all, that same Mishnah spoke about Misha Baba Derech, spoke about someone who was traveling, and still we stop a meal even for lulav. And then we have the third example, which is Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos spoke about mincha, and what did the Gemara say about mincha? Do we stop for mincha? Do we not stop for mincha? It says don't stop for mincha. You can keep on eating. You don't have to stop to daven mincha. So we have on the one hand the Gemara in Shabbos and Pesachim telling us not to stop for Kiddush / Mincha, and on the other hand the Gemara in Sukkah telling us to stop for Lulav. So the first one to raise the problem is Tosfos, except Tosfos doesn't deal directly, the first one to raise the problem is the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says, wait a second, but the Gemara in Sukkah doesn't raise the problem of our Gemara in Pesachim, it just asks the stira between Sukkah and Shabbos. Right? Between the Gemara in Sukkah and the Gemara in Shabbos. Between the case of Lulav and the case of Mincha. The Gemara wants to know, why do we stop for Lulav? Why do we not stop for Mincha? So the Gemara says, what was the answer? That the difference is when there is Shehus Bayom or Ein Shehus Bayom. Is there going to be time later to do it, or is there not going to be time later to do it? If you're going to have time later to do the mitzvah, so you don't have to stop right now, you'll do it later. And that's what the Gemara in Shabbos was talking about, that you don't stop for Mincha because you'll have time later on to do the mitzvah. If there's not going to be time later, then you do stop whatever you're doing. And that's what Lulav was about, that we stop our meal for Lulav, because otherwise, later on, we're not going to have time to do the mitzvah of Lulav. Now, the Gemara in Sukkah also implied, though, very, very strongly, that if it were a din d'oraisa that came up, you would for sure have to stop. The whole question of whether you're going to have time to do it later or not, determining whether you should stop, is all when we're dealing with dinim d'rabbanan. Dinim d'rabbanan like mincha, dinim d'rabbanan like lulav on the second day of Sukkot and on. When it comes to dinim d'rabbanan, so the only question you need to ask yourself is, will I have time to do this mitzvah later? If I'll have time to do the mitzvah later, I should, I could keep on going now and finish my meal. If I won't have time to do this mitzvah later, I need to stop my meal. That's what we do with dinim d'rabbanan. But when it's a din d'oraisa, everyone would agree, stop, go do your mitzvah d'oraisa. That was the maskana of the Gemara in Sukkah. By the way, tefillah, mincha, is d'rabbanan? Why is it d'rabbanan? Isn't tefillah mitzvah d'oraisa? What do you say? Ah, so it's machlokas. We've shown him how much tefillah is d'oraisa. Everyone would agree by the time you're holding by mincha, if you daven shachris already, everyone would agree that it's only d'rabbanan, right? The machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam is whether tefillah be'is tzara is d'oraisa only in a time of great distress and need, or tefillah is d'oraisa each and every single day. Rav Salvechik famously gave the explanation that he said that in principle they agree that tefillah is only a mitzvah d'oraisa be'is tzara. They argue about the definition of a tzara. Is Eisara only when you feel like it's an Eisara, or is Eisara every single day? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu could choose to withhold oxygen from me, or withhold food from me, or anything else, any single day, withhold health or anything else at any single moment. So every day is really an Eisara. Okay, it's a nice word, but that's the Machlok Jam Ramban. But once a person davened, or even if you haven't davened yet, to say a specific form of tefillah, to say the specific Shmona Esrei, to do tefillah in specifically the way Chazal have determined that we're supposed to do it, that's only midrabanan, that's not d'oraisa. So clearly tefillah is d'rabanan, lulav after day one is d'rabanan. So when dealing with the d'rabanan, the question we ask ourselves is, am I going to have time to do it later, or am I not going to have time to do it later? When dealing with a din d'oraisa, you stop your meal and you do the din d'oraisa. But wait a second, we have a Gemara in Pesachim, we're dealing with the Din D'oraisa over here, the Mitzvah D'oraisa of Kiddush, and says Rabbi Yossi, and this is how we paskin, don't stop, keep going, forget about Kiddush. So we saw at the end of Shir yesterday, two answers that Tosfos gives. Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah gives two answers. First of all, he says, Kiddush may be different because you can make Kiddush during the day just as much as you can make Kiddush during the night, and therefore we don't have to worry that you're going to miss it. Meaning the whole reason that you need to stop your meal to do a mitzvah d'oraisa is that we are afraid you're never going to do the mitzvah d'oraisa. Aye, but you have time to do it later. Still, we're afraid you can get so caught up you're never going to do the mitzvah d'oraisa. But when you have a whole separate zman where you can still do the mitzvah d'oraisa, namely the next day, Kiddush Hayom, Mishalo Kiddush Berav Shabbos. Right? The Gemara raises the question later on. Ma'u Sheikadish Kol Yom Kulo. Can you say Kiddush throughout the rest of the day? And the answer at the end of the Gemara is yes, you can. One can still be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush during the daytime on a Daraisa level. So we're not so worried that you're going to miss out on the Din Daraisa. Aye, but you're really supposed to say it at night? Yeah, but that's the Rabban. Midaraisa, you could really say it tomorrow. So there's a much smaller concern when it comes to Kiddush that you're going to come to miss out on the mitzvah. That's answer number one. Now, answer number one assumes that the whole reason I don't have to stop, that the whole reason I would have to stop my meal to do a mitzvah daraisa, is that if I don't, I might miss the mitzvah. That's the assumption it's making. Is there another explanation why I might have to stop my meal to do a mitzvah daraisa other than I might miss the mitzvah? Is there any other possibility why you would have to stop stuffing your face to go serve God for a minute, other than you may never get back to serving God if you keep on eating? Right, meaning l'chora, there's a much simpler explanation why you'd have to stop your meal. Stop stuffing your face so that you could go do a mitzvah. I mean, you have a choice of continuing to eat or do a mitzvah. So go do the mitzvah. If that were the case, if that's the reason that we don't, that we stop for mitzvah d'oraisa, Tosfos's first answer wouldn't work. I don't care how much time you have to do it tomorrow. Do it now, because the mitzvah's here now. So you have to do it now. What you're doing, you're also getting a dvar rishus. You're sitting there having a meal that doesn't, so do it now. Says Tosfos the second answer. Va'od, Lufisha Osek Pisu the Shabbos Lochashin and Kulehai Shami Satzel Bekiddush Hayom. So it says, well, when it comes to a meal that you're having and you realize that you forgot to do lulav, so the meal is going to distract you from lulav. When it comes to eating a meal and you realize you haven't done mincha, the meal is going to distract you from mincha. When it comes to eating a meal and you realize a Shabbos meal and you realize you haven't said Kiddush, the meal doesn't distract you from Kiddush. The meal is likely to remind you of Kiddush. It enhances your Kiddush. It's part of Kiddush. And Tosfos is obviously, without saying it explicitly, referring to the concept of Kiddush Makom Seuda. That Kiddush and Seuda are very closely related. So the more you eat your meal, and again, he's working with the assumption that the whole reason you're not allowed, that the whole reason we generally have to stop to do a mitzvah d'oraisa is that the meal is going to cause you to forget about the mitzvah. So he says, well, not a Shabbos meal. Shabbos meal is not going to cause you to forget about Kiddush. It might cause you to forget about lulav because it's got nothing to do with lulav. It might cause you to forget about mincha. It's got nothing to do with it. It's not going to cause you to forget about Kiddush because Kiddush and Seuda go together. They're one and the same. We're going to have to discuss what that means, they go together, that exactly, that they're one and the same. What does that mean, that they're one and the same? Why does that... Why would the Seuda remind you of Kiddush? Just because it's Seuda Shabbos. So if Kiddush Makom Seuda is that the Kiddush enhances the Seuda, it's a way of showing that this Seuda is a real Seuda Shabbos, then yeah, maybe it does taka enhance your chances of remembering Kiddush. Because as you're having a Seuda Shabbos, you remember, oh, what should I do to make this Seuda special? It's Seuda Shabbos, I needed to make it special. Oh, what do I normally do to make it special? There's a mitzvah to make it special, the mitzvah of Kiddush, which is done Kiddush Makom Seuda. But if it's not really about making the Seuda special, Kiddush Makom Seuda maybe is about making the Kiddush special. It might be a din in Kiddush, might not be a din in Seuda. The fact that I have to have Seuda right after Kiddush might be a din in Kiddush. It's not called Kiddush unless I have a Seuda right afterwards. So then how does the Seuda remind me to do Kiddush? I'm trying to make my Seuda special, it's not going to remind me to do Kiddush. The Seuda is just a way of enhancing the Kiddush. So Tosa seems to be assuming that it's an enhancement of the Seuda, not an enhancement. The Kiddush Makom Seuda is it's a din in the Seuda, not a din in the Kiddush. We're going to have to get to that sugi also, how Kiddush Makom Seuda works. Now, Tosa's answers work, l'chora, at least if we assume, like we said, that the whole reason you would have to stop a meal is that otherwise you're going to forget the mitzvah. So Tosa's answers work, but he might be missing a much simpler answer. L'chora, he could have given an answer that works much, much better. What answer is that? If you look at the Ran, in the second paragraph of the Ran, see on the bottom, page 1. This is a Ran in Sukkah, Yud Chesam Beis B'dapei Arif, going on that Gemara in Sukkah. Hilkach Naktina, de b'midi de lo mechayev bei elmi de rabbanon kitfila, afilu hischi lebasu demata zman chiyuvei, kivan dika shos basarachi, eino mafsik. So says the Ran, when the mitzvah that you need to do is a mitzvah drabbanan, like davening, even if you started your meal at a time of day where you weren't supposed to start a meal, since you're going to have time to do the mitzvah later, don't worry about it, you'll do the mitzvah later, you don't have to stop your meal. But when we're dealing with the mitzvah d'oraisa, you do have to stop your meal. If you started at a time where you weren't allowed to start, you're going to have to stop your meal for the mitzvah d'oraisa, even if you're going to have time to do it later. He raises a point that Tosfos didn't even address. He says this whole discussion, this whole chilek of whether you're going to have time later, you're not going to have time, whether it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah d'rabbanan, this whole conversation we're having in Masechta Sukkah assumes that you started the meal when you weren't supposed to eat. When is that? When are we not supposed to eat? Within the last couple of hours before Shabbos, within the last couple of hours before Yontif, we started the meal when we weren't supposed to eat. O samachlo, haynu chatzi shav, l'askim l'kameh hachi. But let's say you start the meal when you are allowed to eat. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday afternoon. And you start a meal. And then you realize that it's dark outside because your meal was going for so long. So now do you stop to say Kiddush? So he says, that's what the Gemara in Pesachim is talking about. That's what the Gemara in Pesachim is talking about. Since you started when you were allowed to start, you did nothing wrong by starting that meal. So if you did nothing wrong by starting that meal, you don't have to stop to make Kiddush, even for a mitzvah d'oraisa. Again, provided that you can have time to say Kiddush later. If you're not going to have time to say Kiddush later, then forget it, then of course you can have to stop. But provided you can have time to say Kiddush later, you don't have to stop, keep on going. So what's he saying? His answer is a much, much more straightforward answer. Ozar Kasha, why is it that according to the Gemara in Sukkah, both by Mincha, let's say, by Lulav, we say you have to stop your meal to take Lulav, and yet by Kiddush, we say you don't have to stop your meal for Kiddush, you can keep on going. Not only that, by Lulav we said you stop your meal for Lulav. We're talking about a case where you won't have time to do it later, but we're dealing with the mitzvah d'rabbanan. By Kiddush we're dealing with the mitzvah d'oraisa. So how come you don't have to stop for the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush? Answers the Ran, very simple. The case of lulav was where you were eating isser, you weren't allowed to be eating, you were eating at a time that was usher to eat. And the case of kiddush was where you were eating bishas heter. You were allowed to eat when you started eating. Sometimes you have an answer that's a good answer, and sometimes you have an answer that's too good. Meaning, how could Tosos have not realized that? How could Tosos have missed that? That the Gemara Maseches Pesachim was talking about where you were eating the Shas Heter, where you were eating in a time where one was allowed to eat. Oh, maybe you'll tell me Tosos doesn't hold that way. Tosos holds that the case in the Gemara Pesachim is where you were eating Be'isr, where you started the meal when it was Asr. So if you take a look at Tosos, the Balei HaTosos, and Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, Ein Mafsikin, says Tosfos, Be'ischilu Beheter Airi. We're talking about where they started Beheter. So you see, clearly Tosos holds this way. He holds in Pesachim that we're talking about that they started Beheter. De'ischilu Be'isr, Modu Rabbi Yossi De'Mafsikin. If you start a Be'isr, forget about it. Of course you're going to have to stop the meal. So once you're going to say anyway that our Gemara and Pesachim is talking about Hischilu Beheter, how could you not say this answer of the Ran? The difference between our Gemara and the Gemara and Sukkah is that in the Gemara and Sukkah you started by Isser, in our Gemara you started by Heter. Yeah.
Tosos holds that Kiddush is not
the Arisa. Tosos Kiddush not the Arisa. Everyone else, the Gemara says Kiddush the Arisa.
You're talking about Kiddush on Kops.
But also Kiddush. Meaning you're eating a meal, you have to say Kiddush. Whether you get a Kops or not, at the least you should have to stop to say Kiddush. Yeah, at least you definitely have to say something, right? So you're going to have to say Kiddush. So it is strange that Tosfos doesn't say like the Ran. Yeah? The what? Why does it have to be B'shas Isser? The answer is, I think, that anytime you're eating during a day that you haven't taken lulav, by definition, it's shas isur.
Didn't we say the morning was the smart for the lulav? So if you start the meal in the afternoon, it's still mutter to eat.
No, it's not mutter to eat if you haven't taken lulav that day. You're never allowed to eat before you did a mitzvah. But the truth is, unless you started the meal in the middle of the night and it just continued into the morning, that would be hischilu beheter. How do we know that the case is hischilu beisur over there? I don't know how he knows that.
Yeah, I thought from the logical sound like it was much because the chikhanis basically eat to ashur chana. I thought it was like you have your meal, which is, you know, just a normal thing. It's not, you know, you didn't start with just isser. Then you take it by your table. It's, you know, it doesn't sound like.
No, but I think the point is that there's no such thing as if it's daytime already.
It must be.
Then it is asr, because you're not allowed to eat before you do a mitzvah. Also, Misha Baba Derech, the Gemara at the very beginning of Pesachim says you're not allowed to travel at night. You got to travel during the daytime. Lomni Kani Sadim B'chitov. A person should always come in when it's light outside. So maybe that's how we know that we're talking about light outside, when it's daytime. Also, the Gemara talks about if there's going to be shahus b'yom, so it must be that it's sometime middle of the day, right? We're not talking about where you start in the middle of the night. Otherwise, how long could your meal possibly go? That you're not even going to have time after the meal? How could we even have a hechitimtza of lekha shahus b'yom? So it must be that it's hischilu b'isr, in the case of sukkah, where you started after daytime already began. Okay, so why does Tosfos not want to say like the Ran? So if you take a look at the Sfas Emes, says the Sfas Emes, Tosfos Dibur Masal Mai, Tema V'Arei, Kiddush Hayom Do Araisa, Yesh L'Tmoa Al T'mihasa, Do Ahachom Eri B'Hiskel B'Isra, K'mosh Kas V'Tos, Perakam D'Shamas. The case of Sukkah and the case of Shabbos is where you started eating when you weren't supposed to start eating. V'had Rabbi Yossi Bav Saka Derev Shabbos Mari B'Hischol Beheter K'mosh Kasvatos Pesachim Kufam Rav Tibur Masklein. But the case in the Gemara in Pesachim is talking about where you started eating when you were allowed to start eating. And that's why you don't have to stop. To be hiskel b'is and modi Rabbi Yossi, because if you started eating when you weren't allowed to, even Rabbi Yossi would be modi, you got to stop. So why didn't Tosla say this way? Ube'emes haran mechali kein. The Ran really does give this answer, like we just saw. To be hiskel b'heter afilu b'yom tov rishon in posek, that if you started b'heter, even on the first day of Yom Tov when lulav is d'oraisa, you don't need to stop. V'chein pasuk b'shulchan aruch. And that's what Shulchan Aruch says also. So why doesn't Toso say it? It's such a good answer. V'nira. Da'atosos kan lo sfira le'kidahasam b'psachim. It must be that Tosos Maseches Sukkah disagrees with Tosos Maseches Psachim. What's he talking about? Which element? What did Tosos say in Psachim that Tosos Sukkah disagrees with? Tosos Psachim said that the case of Rabbi Yossi is when you were maschil beheter, when you started the meal at a time you were allowed to. Tosos and Sukkah must be assuming that you were maschil be'isr, that you did not start at a time you were allowed to, you started at a time when you were not allowed to. Why? Rak Rabbi Yossi Maria afilu behiskel be'isr. Talafima shatir tu hacha de b'shabes lo shchiach sheyishkach afilu hiskel be'isr eino posek b'tzarachiyu. He says, because according to Tosa's answer, what's Tosa's answer? That on Shabbos the chances are you're not going to forget, and therefore it's okay. So since on Shabbos there's no concern of forgetting, you wouldn't even need to stop if you were maschil be'isr. Forget about your maschil be'atr. If there's no chance of forgetting, then even if you're maschil be'isr, you wouldn't have to stop. So based on Tosa's answer, it sounds like his answer works even if you're maschil be'isr. So it must be that Tosfos in Sukkah learns the Gemara in Psachim to be talking about a case of Maschil B'Isser. I don't really fully chap that. Because, yeah, Tosfos' answer works if you assume Maschil B'Isser. It also works if you assume Maschil B'Heter. I mean, his answer would work according to either assumption. But where do we see that he's making the assumption that it was maschil be'isr? Meaning, we don't. It still doesn't lock us into a single assumption of Tosfos. But the basic answer is pretty straightforward, right? The basic answer of the Sfas Emes is that what was our kasha? Why doesn't Tosfos answer like the Ran that the Gemara in Pesachim is talking about where you're maschil be'heter, and the Gemara in Sukkah is talking about where you're maschil be'isr? So, basic answer. He thinks the Gemara in Pesachim is also talking about Maschil B'Isser. And that's why you can't give that answer. They're both talking about Maschil B'Isser. So the answer doesn't work. Right? That's it. That's the whole answer. I, Tosfos said, Beferish in Pesachim, Maschil B'Heter. Baliyat Tosfos and Sukkah are different Baliyat Tosfos than the Baliyat Tosfos in Pesachim. Can't astir us from one Tosfos to another. A lot of times, you'll even find in certain Masechtos that they'll quote different Lashonos that Tosfos will use. Lashonos that are completely unique to that Masechta, that just don't come up in other Masechtas. That the Baliyat Tosfos in one Masechta to another, in particular, over one Masechta to another, very often, very clearly not the same Baliyat Tosfos. Within a single Masechta, it's a better kasha. It's still not, you know, a checkmate. It's not a guarantee that within a single Masechta, all the Baliyat Tosfos are the same, that a Stam Baliyat Tosfos is the same. But it usually is, meaning it often is. But from one Masechta to another, there are always different Baliyat Tosfos. So it's not going to be such a kasha. But what I really wanted to focus on is this chiddush that we find in the Tshuvas Beis Ephraim. It's a long tshuva, but he has some very nice things to say. I don't know if I understood it fully. I thought it would be kedai to work through it together, to see how far we can get. Says the Beis Ephraim as follows: Ubi chidushai kosafti davar nechmad b'yishuv divrei arif b'sugah daflamed ches. He says, in my chidush on Shas, I wrote a beautiful thing in the context of some tshuva that he's writing somebody else. This is picking up in the middle of a tshuva. He says, I got to tell you, I wrote something great in my chidush on Maseches Sukkah to explain a riff in Sukkah daflamed ches. B'masnisin, misha baba derech veini malulav. Right, the Mishnah. Which Mishnah is that? Mishav Adarach Veinim Alulav? That's the Mishnah that we read in the Masechta Sukkah. Right? The guy was coming, traveling, came home, realized he didn't have a lulav. Comes home, starts a meal, and needs to take lulav. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that when does he have to stop the meal to take the lulav? It's even on Yom Tov Sheni, even when the whole mitzvah is drabanan, but provided that he's not going to have time to do it later. That was the maskana of the Gemara, right? What does the Rif do in general? When the Rif writes his sefer, what does he generally try to do? What's the style of the Rif? Halacha lemaisa, directly from the Gemara. Meaning, if you look at the Rif, not only does it look like on the page it looked like Gemara, but what he actually quotes are the exact words of the Gemara, just cutting out, trimming all the fat, so to speak, cutting out all the parts that aren't halacha lemaisa. So he just gives you the exact words of the Gemara that's halacha lemaisa. So from the Rif, when we're medayik in the Rif, it's hard to be medayik in his own words, because his own words are almost always the Gemara's words. Every diuk we make in the Rif is, why did he include this? Why did he not include that? Anything he includes, he thinks somehow is going to affect halacha. Anything he doesn't include, he thinks, has no effect on halacha. Now, the Gemara in Sukkah was very clear. The case of the lulav was where you're not going to have time later in the day. Sorry, where you are... Right, where you're not going to have time later in the day to take lulav. Even though lulav is only drabanan, because it's day two or later, even though lulav is only drabanan, if you're not going to have time later in the day to take lulav, stop your meal and take lulav now. Right? That's what the Gemara said. So there was the din, which is clear in the Mishnah, stop your meal. Two important details. Important detail number one, that we're dealing in a case where you won't have time to do it later. And important detail number two is, even though lulav, the lulav, the case of lulav we're talking about is where lulav is only derabanan. The Rif mentions neither of those details. Why not? Why did he leave out those two very important details? Varash tama alav. The Rush wonders about this Rif. How could he leave out both of those important details? Says the Beis Ephraim, Minyaloni Asaiti Liyashev. He says, I think I have an approach. Umitchila Amina Levar Mashinyaloni Asaiti Bishuv Kushas Atosos. He says, first, I have to explain Tosas Kasha, the Tosas that we did. Ahada Aminan Hada Raisa Hadra Banan Vikasvu Tema Dakirishayam Nami Daraisa. When the Gemara says that we always stop a meal for a mitzvah d'oraisa, Tosfos asks the question, oh yeah, what about? What did Tosfos ask? Kiddush. What about Kiddush? V'afilu hachi amar Rabbi Yossi perik arvi psachim dein mafsikin chulei ayin sham. Right, Tosfos asks, what about Kiddush? We don't stop for Kiddush. U'l'chara kasha. But l'chara Tosfos kasha is problematic. Meaning kasha is not a kasha. After all, the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara in Shabbos, is talking about when you started your meal, the Isser, when you weren't allowed to start your meal. Meaning, he's phrasing it as, Tosis Kasha makes no sense because we have the Ran's answer. So you could phrase it as Tosis Kasha makes no sense, or you could phrase it as why doesn't Tosis answer like the Ran? But either way, we got problems with Tosos. This Ran, this answer is so clear. Maschil be'isser versus Maschil be'heter. Why does Rabbi Yossi say you can keep on eating and not say Kiddush? Because you're Maschil be'heter. Why do you have to stop to take Lulav? Because you're Maschil be'heter. Isser. Why, if you're not going to have time to daven mincha later, do you have to stop to daven mincha? Because you're maschil be isser. Such a good, clear distinction. How could Tosfos miss it? Kamosh kasa Tosfos sham lehadya, like Tosfos says explicitly in Arvei Pesachim, im kein, ma kushya ma adem nefsikim b'kiddush, dehiskel behetter, lekan dehiskel be'isser. So how could you ask a kasha from Kiddush, where you're maschil behetter, to Sukkah, where you're maschil be'isser? Umatzasi baran shakasav kein kan, ube perikam edeshabbos. And the Ran says this. Why didn't Tosfos say it? That which Shmuel says, that we're paris mapu mekadesh, even though you're maskel behater, so why should you have to stop? It's because Shmuel holds that you want to have kiddush dafka before the su'udah. But really, midine kiddush over here in terms of do you need to stop for kiddush? The answer is no. You can keep going. V'nira sharatza lomer d'shmuel sfir le dahacha havi ki hischil be'isur. Here's his kiddush. Again, Shmuel Svirle. What did Shmuel say in our Gemara? Horis Mapu Makadesh. Right? Cover the table, say Kiddush. Why? Why do you have to stop your meal and say Kiddush? Because Shmuel holds that it's Ki'ilu, you were Maschil Be'isr. I started this meal 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, way before Zman Isra Achila. It's Ki'ilu, you were Maschil Be'isr. Why? Why is it Ki'ilu as Maschil Be'isr? Afal Pisha Hischil Be'ishel Lo Yigiyah Zman Kiddush, even though I started way early. Mikol Makom Iker Takonas HaKiddushu She'yiyah Kodim Su'uda. Because the din of Kiddush is that Kiddush has to be said before a meal. V'im Kein Ein Lo Lechol Su'uda Kodim Kiddush Klal. So anytime you're putting food in your mouth and it's Shabbos and you didn't say Kiddush yet, that's called Isser. And it's not like Kriya Shema and Tefillah, because Kriya Shema and Tefillah have nothing to do with Su'uda. Meaning, it's true, you're not allowed to eat before Kriya Shema. You're not allowed to eat before Tefillah. But Tefillah has nothing to do with food. And Kriya Shema has nothing to do with food. So when I'm eating before Kriya Shema, or I'm eating before Tefillah, I just happen to be doing something that might distract me. So if I was maschil beheter, I can keep on going. If I was maschil beisser, I can't keep on going. But kiddush has to do with food. The very takana of kiddush was to say kiddush dafka koda masu'uda. Dafka, say kiddush together with the meal and before the meal. And therefore, anytime I put a morsel of food in my mouth before I said kiddush, that is maschil be'isr. Mashenkin b'zeh shekiddush u'suda b'hadadi asu. Kiddush and suda come together. V'kivan shekin kol sha'ochel suda kodem kiddush havalei ka'osa neged takanas chachamim. When you are eating before kiddush, you are violating takanas chachamim. Uki hischil be'isr dami. It's as if you started be'isr. Afsha adayin lo igiyah zman kiddush. Even though the zman of kiddush may not have arrived. Ulaharan Polik Shmuel Baha Ad Rabbi Yossi Damrein Mafsikin. And it would therefore turn out not like the Rashbam says that Shmuel really paskins like Rabbi Yossi. He just thinks, I might as well be Machmir. No, Shmuel argues on Rabbi Yossi. Remember we said Shmuel and Amorak. Shmuel argues on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, keep eating, don't worry about it. Why do you say keep eating? Because he thinks this is called Maschil Be Heter. Shmuel says, no, it's maschil be iser. Rabbi Yossi sfir le daf b'chi agavne mikri hischil beheter. Ushmuel sfir le daf b'chi hischil be iser. Ulufi ze yesh li yashiv gam divrei atosos. So now Tosos works out great. Da Tosos sfir lehu, to lo mistaver de Shmuel yiflog b'ha im Rabbi Yossi. Tosos thinks it can't be that that's what Rabbi Yossi and Shmuel are arguing about. Whether it's called maschil be iser or maschil beheter. Certainly Rabbi Yossi must agree to Shmuel that it's called Maschil Be'isir. Vasi Shaper Mashkas Vatoz B'sachim De Mayri Be'hischil Be'heter De Mayri She'hischil Mivod Yom. And that's why Tosfos goes out of his way to point out that we're talking where you started when before Shabbos started, way before Shabbos started, in broad daylight, when it was still Mutter. U'mashkas Vatoz B'hischil Be'isir Modu Rabbi Yossi. And now what she says, Rabbi Yossi would be mod if you start b'isr. Hainu dikivin shehischil b'layla dikatarti sheigiyah zman kiddush v'gam ki kiddush mekamei su'uda iskin. When he says that Rabbi Yossi would agree if you start at night that you're going to have to stop, that's because there are two reasons. First of all, you started during the zman of kiddush, and second of all, kiddush is connected to su'uda. Lekach shaper mod Rabbi Yossi demafsik. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi is going to agree that you have to stop. Um, And nevertheless, Tosfos is still going to be bothered in Masechta Sukkah that there's a stira between Kiddush and Lulav. Aye, but by Lulav, we're talking about a case of Hischel Be'Isser. Yeah, by Kiddush, it's also by definition Hischel Be'Isser. Why is Kiddush by definition Hischel Be'Isser? Because Kiddush and Su'udah are nitkan together. They're always supposed to be done together. And still Rabbi Yossi says, don't worry, keep on eating. And it can't be that Rabbi Yossi and Shmuel argue about that, right? Whether it's called Hischel Be'Isser or Hischel Be'Heter. Rabbi Yossi must agree that it's called Hischel Be'Isser. Let me try to say it more clearly. Tosfos had a kasha in Maseches Sukkah. Why is it when it comes to lulav, we stop to take lulav, yet when it comes to when it comes to Kiddush, we don't stop to say Kiddush? Asks the Velt on Tosfos. There's a simple chilek. By lulav, we're talking about a case where you started Be'Isser. You weren't allowed to start your meal. By Kiddush, we're talking about where you were maskil b'heter. You started early when you were allowed to. That's why you don't have to stop. And Tosfos, you yourself said b'hiskil b'heter, I read, that we're talking about where you started b'heter. Says the Beis Ephraim, you're right. By Kiddush, we're talking about a case where you started early. But that doesn't mean that it will halachically be defined as hiskil b'heter. Because by Kiddush, since Kiddush and Su'udah are so strongly connected to each other, any morsel of food you put into your mouth before Kiddush has a din of Hischel Be'Isser. Even though, like Tosfos says, Be'ischilu Be'heter Ayri, we're talking about where you're Maschil Be'heter, but it has the halachic status of being Maschil Be'Isser. Because Kiddush and Su'udah go together and Kiddush comes first. So it has the halachic status of Maskel Be'Isser. When Shmuel says, Poris Mapa Umekadesh, stop your meal! Put a cloth over it! Say Kiddush! It's because Shmuel says that halachic status of Maskel Be'Isser changes everything. It means that you can't move on. You can't go on. You have to say Kiddush now. Rabbi Yossi says you could keep on eating. He says, yeah, you could keep on eating even though I view it like a Hischel Be'Isser. You can keep on eating. And that's what Tosfos is bothered by. Why does Rabbi Yossi let you keep on eating? He shouldn't let you keep on eating. He didn't let you keep on eating with Lulav when you were Maschel Be'Isser. Why does he let you keep on eating over here? This has the halachic status of Maschel Be'Isser. It should be the same as Lulav. It's different than the Sfasemis. Sfasemis wanted to say that Tosfos holds, Tosfos Maseches Sukkah will read that the Gemara Pesachim is talking about where you're Maschil Be'Isser. Says the Beis Ephraim, no. It's talking about you're Maschil broad daylight, middle of the day. So it's not that you're Maschil later when it was the Zman of Isser. No, but it has a halachic status of Maschil Be'Isser. Why does it have a halachic status of Maschil Be'Isser? Because Kiddush and Su'udah are a single unit, and Kiddush has to be first. So we halachically view it as Maschil Be'Isser. And that's Tosfos Kasha, Maseches Sukkah. If I'm going to halachically view it as Maschil Be'Isser by Kiddush, so how come I'm allowed to keep on going and I don't have to stop? Yet by Lulav, when I'm Maschil Be'Isser, I do have to stop. That was Tosfos Kasha. Yeah.
According to the when is he referring to you starting Yisuda?
When are you actually starting Yisuda? 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Erev Shabbos. Beheter. And that's what Tosfos is saying over here. Hischilu Beheter Ayri.
Where does the idea come from? Besides from the Israel to eat Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is also an Israel to eat. Starting from when? So when is this time period that you can't
as eat? Soon as the Zman of Shabbos comes. As soon as it gets dark outside. Now anything I put into my mouth is going to be called Hischilu Be'Isser.
Okay, fine. So,
because Kiddush has to come before Sudas Shabbos.
But the eating we had during the day wasn't considered Hischilu Be'Isser.
Right.
Once you start Shabbos, that just changes
completely. Right, right, exactly. So he goes on to say, if you look about 5-6 lines before the end of the page, Lufiza nearly Ashiv Kushis Atosus Alzu. Dilfi Mashkas of time in this real Tosus Dilin Kiddush Havle Hiskel Be'Isser. Avagav this can be bod yom. If we're going to say that legabe kiddush, we view it as if you're a maskul bisur, even though you started when it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Hayni mishum the kiddush mekami suda iskin. That's because the very takan of kiddush is due before suda. And that's why Shmuel says, you talk, I have to stop and say Kiddush. Achol zelin in Kiddush. Avlin in tefilas arvis vaday deshaper mikri hischol be'atir. When it comes to Mariv, that time is still called hischol be'atir. I mean, when it comes to the mitzvah of davening Mariv, no, you're maskul be'atir, you started in broad daylight, because Mariv has nothing to do with Suda. That's why when you're Poris Mappa, what does Shmuel tell you to do? Poris Mappa u Mekadesh. Why doesn't he say Poris Mappa and Davin Mariv? You have another mitzvah to do also. Why only Kiddush? Why not Davin Mariv? Right? Why doesn't he tell me Davin Mariv? Because it's Hischol Beheter. Legabe Mariv, it's Hischol Beheter. Because Mariv is not connected intrinsically to Su'uda. Kiddush is intrinsically connected to Su'uda. So it's called Hischol Beheter Legabe Mariv. It's not called Hischol Beheter Legabe Kiddush. So he says, that's Miyashiv the Rith now. If you look in the next paragraph, on the next page, on page 3, the middle paragraph. Va'atanovol Yashiv Shitas HaRif Sherami Dvarav Daf Biyom Tov Sheni Drabanan Viko Shuhus Tzarech Lahafsik. That sounds like even when it's a Yom Tov Sheni Drabanan, and there's time to do the mitzvah later on, where the mitzvah of Lulav is Drabanan, and you're going to have time to do it later on, still you have to stop, it sounds like, from the Rif. V'zelechor negatirutz rav, sveikot demuki b'lakam shuhus, rav safi demuki b'lakam shuhus, timlokei neinu mafsik, kamo gabi mincha. Right? The Gemara made the Ukimta that it must be that we're talking about that when would you stop for a mitzvah drabanan only when there's no time. But the Rif left that part out about the no time. Sounds like you stop even when there's going to be time. But according to what I'm saying, it works out great. This is going to get too involved. This is going to be too hard. Let's do instead what he uses this idea to explain something else, and there's a little more geschmack. We'll give a little more of a geschmack. Look in the last paragraph. He says, now I can explain and I got it to Gemara. Listen to this. This shows, you remember we were discussing in Rav Avadya's Hakadama, pilpul? You know, using different cheshbonos, this and that, and Rav Avadya doesn't like it? This is why people like it, because it's really geshmak. He says, the Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Lam Tes says, Amar Rabbi Simlai Mishum, Rabbi, I don't know, Rabbi Yehuda, Migadla, Miyom Shapirish Yosef Miyachav Lotam Tam Yayin. From the day Yosef left his brothers, Yosef Asadik left his brother, he never tasted wine. Rabbi Yosef Rechinino Amar, Af Heim Lo Tam Utam Yayin. They also didn't drink any wine. Tichsiv, Ayishtu V'yishkurimo, because it says they drank with him and they got drunk with him. Michal Dadi Nulo Avishichrus. So it sounds like up until that point they never drank wine. From the day Yosef was gone, for all those years, the brothers never drank wine. And the other shita says, no, they just didn't get drunk, but they did drink wine. The Marsha wonders, wait a second, why would the brothers not drink wine? I'm sorry, why would the brothers first drink wine now? They didn't drink wine all the years they were with Yosef. Yosef says, come, have a suda with me. Who do they think Yosef is at that time? They think he's some Egyptian guy. They don't know that. And now all of a sudden we're drinking wine. All of a sudden the mourning for Yosef is over. He didn't yet say, Ani Yosef Od Avichai. What are they doing drinking wine? The Marsha is Tama, Kivish Lo Yadushu Yosef, Hechi Tiru Nidram Hayom Yosef Mishar Yamim. Why all of a sudden they let her drink wine? So the Marsha says, must be because they were afraid of the king, and that's why they felt like they had to. Chen Kaz Rifsham, Shafal Pishalo Gazar Yosef Lishlo Shamar Simulechem, Yosim Lo Levado. But says the Beis Ephraim, come on, that's the best you could do, that they were afraid of the king, They couldn't get out of it. They couldn't say, oh, I'm a recovering alcoholic, I don't drink wine. They couldn't come up with some lie. V'gam yesh l'daktik. And another kasha. D'mashma d'bala ha-shmienu sha'ad ha'idna lo'a v'shichrus. D'mehech yitesi l'achshav k'zos al-shifte yeshurun. It sounds like the whole chiddush over here is that they didn't get drunk until this point. Well, why would I think they would? Shift they cut. They just go to bars and get drunk. V'od kama diktukim. He says, I got a lot of problems with this gemara, but let me tell you. V'nir l'niyas taiti d'remez gadol yesh b'zeh. Shai misnagim al piyat Torah. He says you have to realize that everything we learn about the Yavos and everything we learn about the Shvatim, they were misnaig all their lives, were al piyat Torah HaKadosha. The Medrash says, when Yosef says prepare a meal for them, when he says v'achein, he means prepare for a Shabbos meal. When do we prepare? On Erev Shabbos. Says the Medrash, Yosef HaTzadik kept Shabbos before Shabbos was commanded to Har Sinai. V'achein means when do we do achana for Shabbos? Not on Shabbos. When do we prepare for Shabbos? On Friday, on Erev Shabbos. But kings don't prepare from one day to the next. Kings have it prepared fresh. Everything's fresh. Why would you make something the day before? So Erev Shabbos, it must be that it was Erev Shabbos. And Yosef kept Shabbos, so he wanted everything prepared before. Vagon bal nezer hakodesh kasav. The avagav duchsev ki as iti yochlu anashim b'tzarayim v'imkein mayin yerachan haShabbos akan upirish al derech the isa b'medrash the davra yisoid sudas melachim b'chatzi hayom v'nimshecha ad alayla. Aye, but the medrash says that Yosef told them to eat lunch with them. So how can that? What kind of hachana is that for Shabbos? It's lunch on Friday afternoon. So what does that mean? Lunch on Friday afternoon? That's not preparation for Shabbos. That's a Friday meal. No, but the Medrash says David used to have a king's meal b'chatzi ayom, and that meal would extend into the night. V'chein Yosef ha'yisoyed sudas melachim, he also would have a king's meal. V'af shehischu b'yom nimshach sudaso ad toch lel Shabbos. So far, what do we have? That Yosef was having a meal with his brothers. It was the first time the brothers had drunk in all those years. The meal was a meal that was prepared on Friday and started on Friday afternoon, but the meal would extend into the night of Shabbos. Does that count as Suda Shabbos? Rabbi Yossi in our Gemara says, yes. You're in the middle of a meal and you see that it's dark outside, you continue your meal, that counts as you Suda Shabbos. So therefore we can call it Hachana of Erev Shabbos because this meal is going to count as Suda Shabbos. One more piece to the puzzle. The Gemara in Nazir says, "The Shari Yibiyayin Kiddush VaAvdalta, the Gam Kiddush Aliyayin Da Oraisa, Upshita Shayizukukim Lishtos." That even if a person takes a neder not to drink wine, Kiddush and Avdalta you're allowed to drink. Why? Because that's Yain Mitzvah. That's wine of a Mitzvah. V'kol Shal Kiddush Sarach Raviyas Sheyesh Ba Mishum Shichrus. How much wine do you need to drink for Kiddush? Revius. How much does it take to get Shichrus? Revius. Kedisa B'tainis, B'krisos. Ach kivan de'in Kiddush al makum su'uda. V'yayin shalafneha mozun eina meshakar. K'mosh kazav ha-Rashbam perek avri p'sachim. The Rashbam is going to say later in this parak, unbelievable how many pieces he has going over here. The Rashbam is going to say later in p'sachim that the kosos that we drink before the meal are not mishaker us, don't cause us to get drunk. Only the kosos that we drink during the meal are mishaker. Come on, put it together yourselves. The brothers never drank wine all those years, except for what? Except for what wine did they have to drink? Yein mitzvah, kiddush. When do you have kiddush? Before suda. Did they ever get drunk? No, because wine before a suda doesn't get you drunk. Now they come to Yosef. No, and when does Yosef have his Friday night meal? He starts at Erev Shabbos. It continues into Shabbos. When does he say Kiddush? Shmuel holds Poris Mapa U'Mekadesh. Right, got to be Poris Mapa U'Mekadesh. Now it's in the middle of a meal. And therefore, What's going to happen to them? They're going to get drunk. So normally you drink, but you're not getting drunk by Kiddush. Rabbi Yossi holds, keep on eating, you'll drink afterwards. That's Kiddush Makom Suda. V'im kein, masha achlu besuda ad toch halayla v'lo v'siku, shasu achar kach shtia b'shvil Kiddush Hayom, shechovel ishtos reviyas. According to Rabbi Yossi, when would they have their Kiddush? They wouldn't be paris ma'apam Kaddish. According to Rabbi Yossi, when would you have the Kiddush? After the meal. And that's going to get you drunk. V'kivin sheshtia zu haya achar asuda v'shuv lo achlu achar Kiddush. Since you're not eating after, I'm sorry, drinking during a meal doesn't get you drunk, drinking after a meal gets you drunk because you're not eating anything after it. Only drink that's not followed by food gets you drunk. So if you hold like Rabbi Yossi that you say the Kiddush after the meal, so they're going to get drunk from it. Shuv yesh pamishum shichrus, the yayin shalachar amazum mishaker. Vizesh sharam zalanu atara, vayishtu vayishkuru imo. That's why the Torah is Meramis to us. They drank with him and they got drunk with him. Tasha Vishikhrus. Now they got drunk. Why? Because this was the only time they made Kiddush after the meal was over, like Rabbi Yossi. Mashain Kinada Idna, as opposed to up until this point, Avagav Dishtiya Havi Shayu Tzrichim Lishtos, Kiddush, Shikhrus Lahavi. They would drink because they had to drink Kiddush, but they wouldn't get drunk. Kivan Shaya Kiddush Kodim Suda. Normally they would always have Kiddush before the Suda, but now the Kiddush is after the Suda. And he says, you should see from here there is nothing that is not hinted to in the Torah. That's pilpul. Okay, so that you see the geshmak, you see what the draw to it. Is that pshat in anything? No. I mean, it's not pshat in Yosef, it's not pshat in the Gemara, but it's pilpul. So you see a little bit the draw to pilpul. All right, Bez Hashem, tomorrow what I want to do is go ahead in the Gemara from the 2 days Kuf Amud Aleph till the three lines from the bottom of Kuf Amud Beis. Go ahead in the Gemara and take a look at this Tosfos She'ein Mavinas Hashulchan Elam Kein Kidesh. Tosfos Yom Rashi She'ein. I will Beli Neder BeEzras Hashem have Mar Makomos for you tomorrow. New ones to look at. Tomorrow's a new sugya. Yeah.